Good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Buzz podcast. I'm Hormuz Fatakia, and it's been a while since we saw a session like that. It was green across the screen, a 350-point move on the Nifty, a 1,400-point move on the Sensex, an almost 1,000-point move on the Nifty Bank, and an equally positive recovery in the broader markets. And it was green across the screen, and it was green that was soothing to the eyes after seeing a swath of red across the screen for a better part of January. But the bigger data point that emerged last evening was the fact that the FIIs were net buyers in the cash market after 23 trading sessions. Now, on the flip side, of course, DIIs were net sellers, but the bigger takeaway was the fact that the FIIs were net buyers. And for the first time after the 2nd of January, which coincidentally also became the best trading session that the market had since the 2nd of January. So good going for the markets in Tuesday's trading session. What's the GIFT Nifty indicating today? Well, we might just build on to that because it's a 55 to 60 point uptick that the GIFT Nifty is currently indicating. So we are likely to open in the green. There are still earnings reactions that we need to watch out for, particularly from the broader markets. We'll get to that in just a bit. But the handover from Wall Street was also a positive one. And this despite China imposing counter tariffs on the US yesterday, but they have left a 1 week window because these tariffs will take effect on the 10th of February. So there is still some likelihood that on similar lines to what happened with Mexico and Canada and even with the other South American nations, the deal might just happen and these tariffs might not be implemented. And that is what a lot of the street participants also have to say, that this might not have as significant an impact as the street may fear. And the street also reciprocated to that with the kind of moves that we saw on Wall Street yesterday. The Nasdaq and the S&P 500 recovered all that they lost on Monday, and as a result of which they also ended in the green. So back home then, there are plenty of stocks that you need to keep an eye out for. It was Titan's results that you need to watch out because it was an earnings miss during the quarter, but that was also because of one-offs, because of an inventory loss of 253 crores that impacted margins. Revenues were up 15%, margins were down almost close to 200 basis points. We keep an eye out on Titan. Tata Power as well, it was a mixed quarter. There are early signs of power demand increase. Revenues were up 5%, EBITDA was up almost 40%. So Tata Power is another earnings reaction you need to keep an eye out for. Other earnings reactions come from Torrent Power, JK Tire, Birla Corp, it was a weak quarter, but the outlook is healthy. So it'll be interesting to see how the stock moves today. Cummins India also, because there is a positive read through from the parent company's results, and they are expecting the revenue in the India business to rise almost 10%. The project revenue, that is, to rise 10% in 2025. And mind you, Cummins India will be reporting results in today's trading session. Also reporting results today are stocks like Page Industries, Swiggy, and a lot of these other broader market names as well. Keep an eye out on Asian Paints as well, because most of these brokerages continue to remain bearish on the stock. Goldman Sachs has upgraded oil marketing companies. HPCL and BPCL have been upgraded to a buy. Indian Oil has been upgraded to a neutral. So interesting. We'll watch out for these oil marketing companies, and also watch out for ONGC, because CLSA, after it gave a high conviction rating, Macquarie has also upgraded the stock to an outperform. It has raised its price target to 310 rupees. So keep an eye out on ONGC as well. Interestingly, we are a few days into the February series, but no stock yet has entered the F&O ban. So that's interesting, and that is something that we'll keep an eye out for as well. But for now, the GIFT Nifty is indicating a positive start for our own markets. The handover is good. The screen looks good. The bulls will hope that this sustains as we head into the weekly option expiry tomorrow. That's all on this edition of the Markets Buzz podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and for the sharpest market insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com.